All right, let's dive in. Today, we're exploring the key achievements and milestones of college football coach Kurt Cignetti. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy, and today you'll learn 7 crucial facts about Kurt Cignetti. Kurt's coaching career is a captivating case of consistent success. Let's start with fact number 1. Kurt Cignetti is the head football coach at Indiana University Bloomington. Since taking over, Cignetti has led Indiana to historic success, including a record-breaking 11-win season. Test question: where is Kurt Cignetti currently a head football coach? Correct answer: Indiana University Bloomington. Remember this. Kurt's coaching at Indiana is nothing short of grand. Moving on to fact number 2. He is the son of College Football Hall of Fame coach Frank Cignetti Sr. Growing up in a football-centric family, Cignetti was exposed to high-level coaching from an early age. Test question: who is Kurt Cignetti's Hall of Fame father? Correct answer: Frank Cignetti Sr. Keep this in mind. Football runs in the Cignetti family, a legacy so grand and lofty. Next up, fact number 3. Cignetti is the only college football coach to have started 10-0 with 2 different teams in consecutive seasons. This unique achievement showcases his ability to rapidly instill winning mentalities and strategies. Test question: what remarkable feat has Kurt Cignetti achieved with 2 different teams? Correct answer: started 10-0 in consecutive seasons. Here's the memory aid. 10-0, Cignetti's the pro. All right, let's continue with fact number 4. Cignetti played quarterback for the West Virginia Mountaineers from 1979 to 1982. His playing experience provided valuable insights into the game dynamics, influencing his coaching style. Test question: for which team did Kurt Cignetti play as a quarterback? Correct answer: West Virginia Mountaineers. Here's the memory aid. Kurt's quarterback days were a Mountaineer phase. Let's keep it rolling with fact number 5. He began his coaching career as a graduate assistant at Pitt in 1983. This role marked the start of his journey in coaching, learning from established mentors. Test question: where did Kurt Cignetti start his coaching career? Correct answer: Pitt. Remember this. Pitt's where Kurt's coaching path began to hit. Now let's move forward to fact number 6. Cignetti recruited Russell Wilson to NC State. Recognizing Wilson's potential early on, Cignetti played a key role in bringing him to the program. Test question: who did Cignetti recruit to NC State? Correct answer: Russell Wilson. Think of it this way: Russell and Kurt, a recruiting success alert. Finally, fact number 7. As part of Nick Saban's inaugural staff at Alabama, Cignetti contributed to a 12-0 regular season in 2008 and a 14-0 national championship season in 2009. Test question: which team did Kurt Cignetti help lead to a national championship in 2009? Correct answer: Alabama. Here's the memory aid. Bama's title run, with Kurt, was a historic fun. Let's jump ahead to a quick recap. Where is Kurt Cignetti currently a head football coach? Correct answer: Indiana University Bloomington. Who is Kurt Cignetti's Hall of Fame father? Correct answer: Frank Cignetti Sr. What remarkable feat has Kurt Cignetti achieved with 2 different teams? Correct answer: started 10-0 in consecutive seasons. For which team did Kurt Cignetti play as a quarterback? Correct answer: West Virginia Mountaineers. Where did Kurt Cignetti start his coaching career? Correct answer: Pitt. Who did Cignetti recruit to NC State? Correct answer: Russell Wilson. Which team did Kurt Cignetti help lead to a national championship in 2009? Correct answer: Alabama. That's a wrap for today. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park.